I knew my son was up to something. I was supposed to be out of town the weekend of his 18th birthday. Oh, I was going to be in town during the week when his birthday actually was, and we were going to have a party then. But over the weekend, I had to go out of town for work. You know, witch stuff. Sorry, did I not mention I was a witch? It's kind of a secret. My son doesn't know, or my husband. My daughter does, because her power started to show at a young age, but as a boy, my son didn't inherit them, and I was forbidden to share my secret even with family members. Well, unless they were witches too. The problem was that my husband was going to be out of town on business as well. My daughter was going to stay with my mother, who would take the chance to pass along a few family recipes and spells to the next generation. So that left my son home alone, in a big, empty house, on his 18th birthday weekend. I asked him if he was planning on throwing a party over the weekend, and he said no. I was pretty sure he was lying. It's okay when I lie. I need to protect my fellow witches from being discovered. But a son lying to his own mother? That's something else entirely. I just wasn't sure what to do about it. But then the witch stuff got canceled at the last minute. One of our coven had a cold. Well, rather, she was wearing some cold iron shackles. Yes, that's what happens when you use your powers to turn the poor cashier at Starbucks into a toad, Karen. You get chained with cold wrought iron so you can't use your powers, and others have to turn the cashier back into a human again and then throw memory enchantments and tips around to make things right. So I wasn't going to be busy this weekend, which meant I could just tell my son that and he'd have to cancel whatever dumb teenage plans he had. Or I could catch him red-handed. I could just pretend to go away, but then double back and wait. Then, when the party I was all but certain was going to happen was well underway, I would walk dramatically into the house and start shouting at my son to get his mortal ass downstairs right now. Well, I probably would have left out the mortal part because that would have been suspicious. But mortal or not, I'd expect him to come downstairs or from some other place in the house with his tail tucked between his legs. Not literally. Like I said, he's fully human. And despite her threats, my daughter knows better than to change him into a rat or any other animal. Then I would tear him a new asshole again, metaphorically, not literally, in front of all his friends so he'd learn never to cross his mother again. But what if he just ran away when I yelled for him? He used to be really good at hiding when he was in trouble. I sometimes had to use divination to find him in the past. What I really needed to do was track him down before I started chewing him out. To catch him red-handed. I couldn't do that as me, of course. I look young for my age, like most witches, but not that young. For a witch, though, changing your appearance is easy. You just need the right magic potion. I just happened to carry one in my purse, along with a bunch of other potions. They're all very small, so there's no trouble getting them through airport security. And they're color-coded, too. Green is polymorph. I could use that to change into a teenage girl. Track my son down, maybe get some good incriminating evidence on him, and then excuse myself. One purple antidote potion after that, and I'd be back to my literal old self again. Well, not old. 30-ish, if you were liberal with your definitions of the word. Then I'd walk back in on whatever he was, and he'd be so busted. Karen would think she had it easy in comparison. So the first part of my plan worked flawlessly. I made a big deal of leaving that day and saying I would be gone all weekend, and of saying very emphatically to him that there would be no parties. He looked innocent, which was a dead giveaway because teenage boys are always guilty of something. I left, but parked my car not too far away. While I waited, I went through my potion inventory. Green for polymorph. Purple as an antidote to most potions and a lot of spells. Yellow for sleeping. Good either after a long day on me or on a child that won't stop singing Let It Go at 2 a.m. There was blue for an aphrodisiac. Not for me. My husband was getting up in years and sometimes needed a little extra encouragement. Or a lot. I made these things extra strong because I liked my lovemaking with him extra long and a little wild. Then there was red for curing sickness or a small injury, or a brown potion for courage. Well, okay. That last one was whiskey. But it did work for courage when I needed it. There were more potions, and of course they were just supplements to my natural magical abilities. But I didn't get time to properly go through them all when I started to notice teenagers heading to our house. Car full of kids here, some walking there, all dressed up in positively immodest clothing. I'm no Puritan myself. In fact, I am not a fan of any major religions for a lot of reasons, but this suddenly made me feel old-fashioned. This was not looking good. I took the brown potion because suddenly I was a little nervous. The whiskey helped. Then I looked around to make sure no one was looking and took the green potion. Since I could turn myself into anything I wanted, I turned myself into the cutest teenage girl I could imagine. My clothes changed too, matching their typical outfit. Felt almost naked. Luckily, I had a backup bottle of courage potion in the glove compartment, so I drank some of that. And the smell of alcohol would just help my disguise anyway. As more and more teenagers started heading towards my house, I started to get worried. I swept up the potions I'd been inventorying and dumped them into my purse. I'd sort them out later. Then I got out of the car, almost tripping as my legs adjusted to heels that were way too high. And after a few stumbles, I figured things out and made my way down the block and around the corner to my house. Music was playing, and I could see partygoers over the fence in the backyard. A boy I recognized as one of my son's friends answered the door when I knocked, a glass of something in his hand. He didn't recognize me, either as someone from school, and definitely not as the mother of his friend. But he took one look at me and let me in. I guess my polymorph potion had worked pretty well. I caught a glimpse of myself in the mirror by the front door and did a double take. Boy, did it ever work! I had never felt lesbian thoughts before, but I suddenly felt them for me. Maybe I should have eased back on the hotness a little. But it did help me get into my own house, so I shouldn't overthink it, I guess. I wasn't the only audience I had, though. Someone came up to me and handed me a drink. It was my son. Well, that was easy. He said he didn't recognize me and asked if I was from around here. I was about to tell him I was from a lot closer than he could ever imagine when I suddenly realized something. My son was trying to hit on me. Not that I wasn't flattered in a weird way. The body and face were kind of based on me at that age, but not enough where he'd recognize me from pictures. And it spoke well to my potion and my ability to imagine a hot me, but still. Ew. If I was mad at him for the party, then hitting on his own mom just made it worse. I could use this, though. I needed to get him alone, so that I knew where he'd be when I snuck off to take the antidote. So I was as enchanting as I could be without actually casting an enchantment, and soon he invited me up to his room to smoke some pot. Pot? Oh, goddess, he was gonna be grounded for so long he'd have to be buried in our backyard when he died of old age. But I let him direct me upstairs, uncomfortably conscious that he was almost certainly checking out my ass as I walked up the steps. I almost gave myself away by going straight to his room, but then stopped myself, so he took me by the hand and led me to it. He'd been busy. His room was actually clean for a change. He changed the lighting to a soft red theme and had some different music playing. My son had turned his bedroom into some cozy little love nest. He'd been planning on sex with some girl all along. I added that to the list of strikes against him. Well, best not to drag this out before he started pawing at me. I indicated the half-open door that I knew led to the bathroom he shared with his sister, and that also opened out into the hall. I told him I needed to have a moment alone. I meant to say I needed to pee, but it seemed like that would be out of character for a homewrecker like I looked like, so I may have said something about birth control. He nodded, so I reached into my purse. Loose potion bottles clinked around. I pulled one out in the palm of my hand, but it was the red one, looking even redder in the lighting. Fished around some more and came back with a purple potion. I walked into his bathroom, closed the door to his room and the other doors, and then without looking, unstopped with the potion in my hand and slammed it. I immediately felt it affecting me. I could feel a rush of energy through me. I grabbed the edge of the sink and looked into the mirror, waiting for the change. I could tell it was working because I was feeling warm and tingly. Except nothing was happening. I looked down at the potion bottle. Like the others, it was clear. It was the potion that gave it color. And it was empty. Well, not quite. I held it up in front of me and saw a little bit of blue liquid in the bottom. Just a trace. Blue wasn't the antidote. The antidote was purple. Blue was the aphrodisiac. But I grabbed the purple potion. How did this happen? Then I remembered the red lighting in his room. It had made the red potion I first saw look redder, and it had made a blue potion look purple. The potion wasn't gender or sex specific. It made anyone horny. Even me. Okay, nothing that the antidote couldn't cure. I just needed to get the purple potion. I kept reaching into my purse and grabbing the wrong potion, though. There were more than I remembered, and I was starting to not think so straight. It didn't help that I kept returning each wrong potion back to my purse instead of just lining them up on the edge of the sink. Finally, I found it, though. I held it up in front of me, holding it between my thumb and forefinger in front of one of the light bulbs around the mirror so that its glorious purpleness showed through. I was saved, and my son was in so much. And then he knocked on the door, and I almost jumped out of my high-heeled shoes. The potion dropped from my fingers, shattering in the sink. I watched the purple liquid run down the drain as I stared in horror. I heard the bathroom door open as my son came in to investigate the sound of breaking glass, worried about me. Or maybe worried about the damage I could be causing in his bathroom. It was torn between giving him a tongue lashing for busting in on me like that, or trying to escape past him in the open door, suddenly worried about the situation. Instead, somehow, I ended up throwing myself into his arms and giving him a different kind of tongue lashing as my mouth covered his. My forward momentum carried us back into his room and towards his bed. My legs may have helped move us in that direction too, but my son wasn't resisting. My stupid, disobedient, handsome, sexy son. I told you the potion was really strong. The courage potion wasn't helping either. Alcohol sometimes enhances the blue potion's effect, although there's magic in whiskey to begin with. It had a tendency to help panties get peeled off, although my son was doing a pretty good job on his own. They joined our other clothes on his floor in a messy pile, almost snapping me out of my lust to make some motherly remark at him to use the laundry hamper in the bathroom. Except he kept countering that motherly spell with his own tongue against mine, so I couldn't cast it. Then I was lying on his bed, and I was vaguely glad I had put fresh sheets on it that morning. Then he was on top of me, and I had a last burst of sanity. I tried to remember if there was some quick spell I could cast. Maybe something to freeze time so I could catch my breath and my wits. Maybe something to distract him. But I couldn't concentrate. Not with him naked on top of me. Not with his cock so close to my pussy. He sensed my hesitance. He asked me if I was sure I wanted to do this with him. Aha! Now was my chance. With great relief, I told him I wanted him to fuck my brains out. That didn't come out quite right. I opened my mouth to correct myself, but all that came out was the word, please. He pressed his cock against me, against the younger pussy I had made with my potion. It was basically mine from 20 or so years ago. And as he slowly entered me, I discovered that apparently I was a virgin again. I was losing my virginity to my own son. I was gonna have to enchant him so he'd live centuries just to live out the grounding he was gonna get from all of this. Then he was buried to the hilt in me, and I let out a very unmotherly whimper, followed by a moan. He asked me if I was okay, and there wasn't really any way to answer that question at the moment, so I just told him to stop asking dumb questions and fuck me. So he did, with surprising gentleness. Almost annoying gentleness, given how horny I was. But it was kind of sweet, too. At least, as sweet as magically roofied mother getting fucked by her son can be. But he didn't drug me. I did. He wasn't innocent in a lot of things, especially not sexually. But he was innocent of forcing me to have sex with him. I was a willing participant, even if there was a bit of magical help there. He kept thrusting into me, and I was moving under him in ways I never did for my husband. I had become exactly the kind of girl I had warned my son about so many times, and I was loving every second of it. And every inch of it. Never needed to use one of these potions in the past, but they were very effective. My body was alive with sensation and lust, and it felt like everything he was doing to me was amplified 100-fold. I'm not entirely sure all of that was the potion, though. He was a wonderful lover, which I don't think he gets from his father's side of the family. We were moving faster and faster and moaning louder and louder. I knew I was going to come and probably shouldn't, and that he was definitely going to come and definitely shouldn't in me. Although I did have a potion for birth control too, but it was the principle of it. Just the idea of my own son's cum filling my womb, it was actually kind of hot. Then he came in me, and it definitely was hot in more ways than one. I came for him so hard, I think a little magic leaked out, but he didn't notice. The feel of my body quivering against his, or my ridiculously long fingernails digging into his back, plus his own orgasm, kept him distracted. I meant to get up to leave, but accidentally fell back into bed on my hands and knees, and he mistook that for round two, and then mistook me riding him cowgirl for round three. Deep down, I was a little ashamed about what was going on, but at the same time, three times, son? Kind of proud in a weird way. By then, they were starting to miss him from his party. Oh, they knew he was banging some slutty girl up in his room, even if the exact details thankfully eluded them. But now that my son had fucked me senseless, my senses had reset themselves to something approaching normal. This didn't really seem like the best of times to tell him I was his mom, especially if I couldn't actually turn back into her. Then he'd know my secret, too. You know, about being a witch and not the one about apparently being a slut for my son's cock. So I told him to get dressed and go back to the party. He asked if he would be seeing me again, and I told him he definitely would. Then I gathered my clothes and did the walk of shame back to my car. I had to visit a fellow coven member who I knew wouldn't ask questions and borrow an antidote potion from her. To his credit, my son did clean up the house perfectly after the party. When I finally made myself return Sunday night, it was almost magically spotless. But I checked, and the only magic around were the normal wards I kept up and the hints of my magic from a few days ago. I never did confront him about the party. I don't think I could do so with the proper motherly attitude. It's hard enough looking him in the face. It'll almost be a relief when he goes off to college. Except his father is going out of town this weekend, and his sister is going to visit some colleges herself for when she graduates. So I told him I was going to be out of town as well. It was a lie, of course, just like he lied when he said he'd be spending a quiet weekend at home before he went to college. I know it's going to be another party. I should stay away. Far away. Or I should take the opportunity to actually bust him this time, minus the whole having sex with him part. But I found myself taking extra time when making a blue potion and a spare, just in case. And of course, the green polymorph potion. My son was going off to college, after all. He deserved a memorable going-away party, and I know he never really got over the mysterious girl at his birthday party. This will be a chance for him to have some closure. And possibly some sex. Definitely some sex. If I give him that second blue potion, we could go all night. But that will be the end of it. I can't keep fucking my son. Even if it's as a younger, sexier version of myself he'd never recognize. At least I keep telling myself that. But, by pure luck, his college is in the town where my coven meets. He doesn't know that, but I do. Well, I kept that and the entire being a witch thing a secret from him his entire life. What's one more especially scandalous secret between a mother and her son? I know I'm not keeping count. Other than days until this weekend, at least.